The only discouraging word about the Bright Star Baseball League's plan to raise funds and build its own field for its league for children with special needs came from the local Lions Club. Spokesman and Lion Don Sapaw said the Lions were feeling left out after they worked to unite two groups trying to do the same thing in the beginning.
The league began. Of course, the bank sponsored the meals, as Ron said. The Lions Club provided the bulk of the volunteer help that came on the field. And we thought the partnership was going fine. Sometime in mid-2014, we find out through a newspaper ad that the league had decided to build a field, to which none of our board members that were affiliated, our three or four of our half of the board, were notified of. Then we were notified that there was a 501c3 that was originated that we weren't aware of. And tonight, we find out there's a board of directors that's been established. There's been plans that have been made on the field. There have been contractors that have been consulted. There's been a budget that's been set up. And there's been a field that's been approved, apparently, by the city to be used. So the Lions Club has a difficult decision to make because we honestly feel our trust has been broken. We received a letter from the new 501c3 Bright Star group that has asked the Lions Club to be in participation and would like our support and like our help. But I will confess that we feel like our trust has been broken. And we're trying to decide, even today in our meeting, we are torn because we love our special needs players. We had a great time with them. I personally have helped with Upwards Basketball. I've helped with Special Needs Basketball. I've helped with Bright Star. I've helped with a lot of things in this community. And I've never seen anything get this divided over something so worthy, I guess. This is such a worthy cause. And the field is a great, ambitious thing. The Lions Club did want to get, we'll say bogged down in fundraising. We don't think that's our cause. But we also feel like there's been a trust that's been broken with this. And we have to be careful because we serve a community. And we don't want to get into something where we feel like we've been backdoored or mavericked into doing something. And it's so skin off anybody's back. We felt like this is the time to bring this up when there's discussion going on. We know it came up before the city council some weeks, months back, and then it was pulled from the agenda at that time because we knew nothing about it. We didn't find out about this until we read it in the newspaper. And the Lions Club is searching for a way to figure out how to continue to serve this league. But we're very concerned. And we don't want to see anybody's rubber field get squashed or anything like that. We pull for special needs, and I'll be labeled a bad guy, I'm sure tonight. But I will tell you, I've been involved in a lot of things in this community. In the last, I'm going to say, been back here 16, 17 years and prior to that. And it seems like there's some motive problem with this. I appreciate y'all letting me speak tonight. On behalf of the Lions Club, we want to continue to serve. Our motto is we serve. We want to continue to do that. We want to continue to cooperate in any way we can with Bright Star. But we'll have to go back and seriously consider now what steps we take on our future affiliation with Lions Club. I mean, with Bright Star.
KSST News.